Hi everyone, Tanveer back. I'm back with another good, informative, and some wild experience. As you can hear from my back noise, it's not sunny basically, it's rainy season. Not rainy exactly, but yeah, we are about to start raining season here in Bihar village. I'm in my village and sitting in my garden house. So it's, as you can see and hear, you cannot hear, see basically, it's podcast, sorry. So you can hear the sound of weather, rain and wind. It's beautiful, it's dark, and it's I think 9:45 early in the morning. It's morning here, and I thought let's record something in natural atmosphere where you can enjoy a beautiful rain and wind sound along with this journey, this podcast. What I have been doing and why I was not continuing my podcast, because what I was doing all around. So let me give you one gist out of that, why and how, what I was doing. Last week I was in Delhi, and due to COVID situation I wanted to visit to my village. So what I did, I talked to my boss and he allowed me to fly to my village so that I can work from my village for my company. If you don't know about me, I'm working in Cambridge University Press, recently joined, and so I took a flight from Delhi to Baghdogra. It is in West Bengal, nearest airport to my village. And Baghdogra is a place where, from where I can go to Darjeeling very easily. And even that is the closest to Baghdogra. So I had 2 days, basically. I landed on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. And then from Saturday onward, Saturday and Sunday, I was having almost 2 days in my hand to explore. I took a plunge and started a journey from Baghdogra to Darjeeling. No doubt it was fantastic journey. I wanted to see the tea plant and how it works and the farming and all. So while visiting to Darjeeling, I realized a lot of things which I have missed, and we normally miss around our village. We don't remember that those things. Basically we see it's just closer to my house or your house, and so we will visit some fine day. That might be case with a lot of people. You might have a lot of beautiful places nearby your house or wherever you are, and you may think that you will visit after some time. I would say I had this notion. I was visiting a lot of far place from my village. Even I have been visiting to 2,500 kilometers away from my village, which is known for the tourist destination. It's very heavy rain here. I'm not sure whether my sound is coming or not, but it's really beautiful rain, and I love this rain. It's beautiful, fantastic rain. So let me continue with my story. So we don't often give that importance to the nearest place to our home or wherever we live, and we more often dream of visiting some known place which is highly commercialized. And that is the problem which I realized, that we need to give some importance to the near place, and we should visit that place, we should have experience so that we can tell a good story about that place, and that place eventually become a popular in global map. No doubt that is in the global map also, but still, rather to visiting a lot of far places, visit closest place which is to your home, from your house, and that is how we can explore a journey of travel. Darjeeling is best place, one of the best place in my entire checklist. So it was beautiful. I spent around 48 hours, 2 days basically, complete 2 days in Darjeeling. I visited few known places, and I wanted to see the processing of tea, how it gets processed from leaves to tea, and what all process goes through. So I visited Happy Valley Tea Garden, and because I wanted to, I'm working on the project called Tea and Superfood, Indian Tea and Superfood. Let's see how well I get success in this, but still, this project is very close to my heart, and I love this project because of my personal keen interest, because I love tea and a coffee, and that is why I wanted to do some research about these things by myself. We'll reveal a lot of stuff in coming time. So this is what I have been doing. So now last 15 days I have been living in my home with my mom, dad and brother and grandfather, and it's a beautiful village. And I have experienced one thing which I would like to share with you. I had planted a tree of around 55 in 2017 when I was in IIM Calcutta campus. At that time I visited to my village. I was having almost a week time, and it was rainy season that time again, and I went to a nursery and we took 5 mango trees and 3 lychee, and rest of the tree is called it's a commercial tree basically. Not sure whether it is commercial, but it's a long tree, and we call it what exactly is the name I'm missing, but the English name I'm not sure what we call. But we call it mahogany in Hindi. Mahogany in Hindi. So this tree is really, really good. It goes straight and look good basically. And this season I have seen that the mango is there on tree, and lychee is also there on the tree. I love that, seeing that the tree, what tree I have planted at that time, and the tree is now giving a fruit. That is the beauty of nature. If you care for your nature, nature always feed you. They will give you something, nature will give you something which you really need to live or survive. And I love planting tree basically. I love nature, and that is what I have been doing. This is all what I have been doing. So I just want everybody, or I wish you all, to be safe and keep your family and friends safe. Stay in touch with your family and friend, and do whatever it takes to make yourself healthy and be strong basically, mentally or emotionally, because these things are very, very critical nowadays. And because of the COVID, I got a chance to stay with my parents, and I'm just living it. This chance is after almost 12 years, because in 2008 I left my house to come for my schooling, and then on I was on my college, and then the office, and then the city and all. So again, most probably by the end of this year, I will be leaving my house again for my further studies. I mean my home country for my further studies, and realize that the time, which whatever time you have in your hand, utilize that time more curiously, because that is what makes you to remember about your family and friend. The time you have spent with your loved one is the best precious time that you will have in your lifetime, in your memory, the storage in your memory. So be with your friend, family and whoever is your closest one, and be safe. Take care.